Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The first week of Steelers training camp is in the books, but they've made a new addition in Quan Alexander to the linebacker group. We'll talk about that addition, how it fixes up the defense, and if the Steelers have done enough with their roster. We'll talk about Kenny Pickett in the offense and how they've come along the first week, and why everyone's excited for Tuesday when the pads go on. All here on the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's get into it.
You are now listening to the North Shore Drive podcast, a show on all things Pittsburgh sports from the writers of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, hosted by Christopher Carter.
Hello and welcome to the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm your host, Chris Carter, joined today by Ray Fittipaldo, one of our esteemed Steelers beat writers, who's been out there braving the sun in Latrobe as it's been really hot. We'll get to a lot of things training camp here on today's episode, which is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. There's no better place to get new windows and doors installed in your home than Pella, who can help you save on your energy costs year-round. Schedule a free in-home consultation with your local Pella Windows and Doors to find the right product for your home and budget by giving them a call at 866-593-1560. 60 to discuss your project further. That's 866-593-1560 to get started planning on your new windows and doors installation with Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. Remember, you can download this podcast on your favorite podcasting apps and on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoy it. Subscribe to this channel to get more daily content from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, let's talk about what we've seen from the Steelers defense a little bit. The biggest thing that you and I talked about a lot leading into training camp was they're probably going to need to make another addition at linebacker. They brought back in Quan Alexander for a visit. I think it was back in May when he made his visit, and right. And nothing really came of that. And you and I kind of said like that didn't mean that it wasn't going to happen. Just might mean that both sides are still waiting to see some other things to play out. Well, it must have played out because Saturday they signed Quan Alexander, and Sunday he was at training camp practicing with the Steelers. Ray, what do you think this move does for the linebacker group? Because Quan Alexander, he's not like he's an elite linebacker, but he's another solid veteran to pair along with Cole Holcomb and Elandon Roberts.
Yeah, I mean, I think it shores up your depth, Chris, and I think you have now a really, really solid number three linebacker who can fill in for either Elandon Roberts or Holcomb. So when you looked at the depth before this move was made, we all know they like Mark Robinson, but Mark Robinson has what, fewer than 20 snaps of NFL experience on his resume. So they didn't feel quite comfortable with him being in such an elevated role in his second year. Then you look at the other guys, you know, Tanner Muse, Nick Kwiatkowski. Muse has always been just a special teams player, basically, in his career. And then Kwiatkowski, you know, he played a lot early in his career, but he's basically been a special teams player for the last 2 years. So to me, this is now your top backup. And, you know, should there be an injury, another, keep your fingers crossed that Roberts and Holcomb don't get injured. But, you know, I don't think Alexander's going to have any problem stepping in and playing at a high level with they do. I mean, this guy started 12 games for the Jets last year. He's played for the 49ers, the Saints as well. So this is a well-rounded guy who just provides a lot of solid depth for your linebacker room.
We talked to him a little bit on Sunday when he first arrived. Here's a clip of us talking to him and talking about what he's most excited for now that he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do you feel like you're playing catch up a little bit just because you weren't here in OTAs in minicamp?
I'm year nine, man. Most of the stuff really the same. Just different terminology. I just got to get back out here on the field, just practice those reps,
and that should be straight.
Is that why you were able to get out there in some team stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I caught on real quick. You know, getting the reps made it a lot better. So once I get these practice reps under me, I'll be straight.
What are you wondering at all? If you're going to get the call at this stage, camp's already starting?
Get the call as what?
Sign somewhere.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm here.
What are your early impressions of Aaron Curry, linebackers coach?
Oh, yeah. He's cool, man. He know what he's talking about. Man, I'm happy to be playing on him.
You got here 2 days before they're going to put the pads on. You kind of eager to already show, like, you're by your second practice?
Yeah, that's me, man. I ain't worrying about no 7-on-7 or none of that. I put the pads on my hip. As you can see, you can go watch film.
Now, Ray, the film does show him to be quite the hitter. He made some plays against the Steelers last year and when he was with the Jets, and he's kind of had that reputation over the years. But he did have injury concerns. He said he's healthy coming into this training camp, and he feels confident about where he is. Ray, is there a sense right now that with this move, the Steelers roster is kind of complete for what it needs to be, what you can do as far as free agents this year? Because linebacker was the one position we all were talking about they needed to add to, and they just, like, Omar Khan did that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, the building of this roster actually happened in stages, right? March and April with the main part of free agency and the draft. And then you saw some smaller moves. I thought, you know, Marcus Golden getting signed in OTAs and minicamp, that was a big step for the outside linebackers room. And I think you're right. I think this was the last big signing for the Steelers and Omar Khan in this camp. Now, listen, Chris, somebody can get injured Tuesday and they might have to go out and make another move.
But very true.
Barring injuries, yes, I think this was the final piece to that defensive puzzle. And you know what it's all about? It's competition. Omar Khan stated that when he talked to us last week. Mike Tomlin loves competition. And when you add another vet like that, even though he's not projected to be a starter for you, I think that pushes guys like Holcomb and Landon Roberts, and I just think it makes them better.
I'm right with you. And Cole Holcomb, I've thought, has looked pretty good in training camp as far as what they've asked him to do. And again, pads haven't been on. This is still football in, you know, shorts and helmets, you know, not with, you know, full pads on where everyone's going, you know, live. But This is I think, a sense of a lot of these linebackers that they've gotten, they know how to get to the right spots. They're not afraid to be physical. And I think one of the biggest struggles that we saw with the Steelers linebackers last year, Devin Bush and Miles Jack, maybe more Devin Bush than Miles Jack, but there were times where they couldn't get to the hole fast enough, or they would get, you know, caught up in different blocking schemes, and they weren't able to stop opponents from running the ball more. And that's something that I think that this group, that is their strength. They're not going to be supreme cover linebackers, but they're going to be able to stop the run. They're going to be able to limit the pass as best they can against tight ends and running backs. And then, of course, there's going to be, you know, struggles when it comes to, you know, when they have to cover receivers, because if they're in zone and a receiver runs in their zone, they got to jump on it. But and that's not going to be their forte. But again, I think that they're in a position right now where with these linebackers, they can be solid enough that around the other extreme playmakers the Steelers have on the defense, like Watton, Highsmith, and Hayward, and Ogunjobi, and Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Patrick Peterson, and those guys, this is enough to make it so that the linebackers aren't a major problem that could ruin the balance of the defense as it looked like it might have been at an earlier point in this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, you look at, you know, just the depth across the board that this defense has accumulated. They did it on the defensive line, they threw bodies at that position, and now they're set at linebacker too. So, and you have to remember their safeties aren't healthy now. You know, Mink is not in camp due to a personal issue. We know KZ is going to be laid up for a little while with that ankle injury, but once the safeties are healthy, they could do certain things in sub packages, and they could take all the inside linebackers out of the game if they need to. You know, if the matchups dictate on a week-to-week basis. So there are ways to get around, you know, inside linebackers having to be in pass coverage. I mean, obviously not in the base defense, but there are certain things you can do with personnel that would limit that, you know, throughout the season, Chris.
I agree. There's certain things that they could do to limit that with how the Steelers defense likes to deploy things. It's part of why they got Keanu Neal, like you were talking about with the safeties. There's a lot of different packages they could use and we'll probably will use, but still, having that, those having three starting options at linebacker, that's not something I don't think they've had for a long time. You think back last year, their linebacker core was Devin Bush, Miles Jack, Robert Spillane, Mark Robinson, and Marcus Allen. The only guy left over from that is Mark Robinson, and he's your fourth option this year compared. And I'd say that, you know, each of the guys they've brought in have a chance to be better than the three that were ahead of him. So how it impacts the defense, we will keep an eye on that. And we'll talk a little bit about what we expect to see from the defense when the pads go on Tuesday. But before that, I want to talk to you about the offense and what Kenny Pickett has looked like in the first week of training camp. We'll get to that in a minute here on the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. But first, I want to remind you guys, this show is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. There's no better place to get new windows and doors installed in your home than Pella, who can help save money on energy costs year-round. Schedule a free in-home consultation with your local Pella Windows and Doors to find the right product for your home and budget. Give them a call at 866-593-1560 to discuss your project further. That's 866-593-1560 to get started planning on your new windows and doors installation with Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back here on the North Shore Drive podcast, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I'm Chris Carter. He's Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, quick break here. I want to give a quick shout out to a fan that I bumped into over the weekend. Eric from Steubenville, who said he's a big fan of the North Shore Drive podcast and all our shout outs. He talked to my fiance who was there on Saturday, and he said he's a huge fan of the show. So Eric, we thank you for listening and checking us out. Also, if you guys see us at training camp, don't be afraid to like say hi. We're not going to big time you unless like a press conference happens. Then it's like, hey, we got to work. But we're always happy to talk to the fans who enjoy our coverage and like listening to the content we put out there. So thank you to everyone who does enjoy this content. And thanks to those who reach out to us, because we appreciate hearing that there's people that like our work. So shout out again to Eric from Steubenville. Appreciate you being a fan of the show. Ray, let's talk about the offense here, because we've seen, or at least it feels like we've seen, a few more shots from Kenny Pickett during practices. It seems like it's almost like a regular thing now, where like one of the first passes that they do in 11-on-11 is Kenny Pickett taking a shot maybe 20, 30 yards downfield to George Pickens to at least get a big play in there. And it really does seem to me like the Steelers are at least making sure that's more of a package that's part of their offense, or a bigger part of their offense than it was last year. Do you think that's something that is going to actually translate to the season, or do you think that that's something that we're just kind of seeing now because they're experimenting with it and this is going to end up being a lot like last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think they hope so. I think Mike Tomlin said it on report day. It's going to be a focus because it wasn't nearly good enough last season. So, you know, they're going to try to work on that this summer. Obviously, you have a great weapon in George Pickens to do that. Chris, you've also seen Calvin Austin running deep a lot. And
yeah,
a lot of times, like with 5'8 slot receivers, and I know this was the focus for him last season, they were throwing short and letting him catch and run a little bit. Now they're trying to sneak him behind linebackers deep. A few days ago, he beat Holcomb down the field for a nice 30 or 40-yard deep ball. He got behind the secondary again the other day. So I don't know if that's going to work during the regular season. 5'8 guys, when you're going up against, you know, corners and safeties, it's a little bit more difficult to fit into those windows. But if he can get matched up on linebackers, maybe that's an option too for throwing the ball deep down the field. But you're right. As of right now, it's been Pickett and Pickens, and they're trying to establish that chemistry deep.
I think it's important to get that balance there, and Austin absolutely can be part of that factor here, because when I look at the Steelers' offense the way it is, they still, as much as they found part of their running identity last year, they still have to find the balance. You know, they still have to show that they can be They can be a unit that can win with multiple ways to at least keep defenses on their heels. If their defense, if defenses are still like if deep passing is the only thing they have, that'd be great to at least have it. But if it's the only thing they have, teams will start to sit on that, and then you won't get as many tactical advantages. But if you're able to run the ball consistently with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, if you're able to work some of the more short to intermediate passing game to, you know, Pat Freiermuth and Allen Robinson and guys like that, that'll help. But then if you can do that along with being able to throw the ball deep and get some big plays, and not like every drive, but, you know, a couple times a game, take the shot. And if you can get a big player to a game that adds to your weapon, that your plays and your successes, teams have to start accounting for that. And then they have to back off a little bit. And when they back off, then you can say, okay, now we're running the ball. This is where we'll take advantage of that. How attainable do you think that balance is this year? Or do you think that's still something that's a little far off for this offense for how young it is?
No, I mean, I think it's a must if they want to contend. You know, I mean, we'll see how it develops. But you can't be a team like they were last year, Chris. You can't be content scoring 18 points a game. You can't rely on Kenny Pickett to, you know, execute fourth quarter comeback drives in the final 3 minutes of football games. You have to become more explosive earlier in games. You have to control the game, you know, on second and third down, sometimes with the passing game. I mean, listen, they want to run the ball. We all know that. But there are going to be times where they go up against teams with good run defenses, or maybe with a coach who says, we're not going to let you beat us with the run or control the clock with the run. And then it's going to be up to Kenny Pickett to, you know, control that game with a short and intermediate passing game. So, yeah, we know what they want to do. They want to dictate. But all those guys you mentioned, Warren, Freiermuth, Allen Robinson, who I think has had a good camp so far this year, they all have to be pieces to that puzzle to an improving passing game. They can't do what they did last year. Just, it wasn't good enough. Yeah, they won a bunch of games in the second half, but that is not a formula that you can execute over a 17-game season and have the same type of success. It's just nearly impossible to play that type of football over the long haul and play like that the whole season.
I agree. Allen Robinson has been a guy who's established an early connection with Kenny Pickett, which is part of why they brought him in, right? They brought him in so that he could be a veteran who could be a solid target for Kenny Pickett and can give him a presence on the field that just knows how to get open in clutch situations and develops a good relationship with him. But we talk about this with Brian on Friday. You remember the years of like when Justin Hunter would come in, and for the first three or four practices, Justin Hunter would look elite. Like, he would be unstoppable with Ben Roethlisberger. He'd be going up and getting passes, and everyone would be like, whoa, Justin Hunter's doing it. And then when the pads went on, he kind of, like, disappeared. It didn't happen as much. Is there a Justin Hunter that you think among the Steelers right now that you feel like maybe you're seeing a little bit too much? You're seeing them do really well, but that's not going to happen when the defense – or when both sides put on the pads and it's not football in shorts anymore. It's actual, you can get hit out here.
Yeah, I mean – you know, I hate to pick on him because he had a tough spring. He's actually made a few plays in camp the last couple of days. But, I think Hakeem Butler is maybe one of those guys that maybe the hype is a little bit too high on. We talked at the top about, you know, the positions and, you know, being shored up at every position now. But listen, Chris, if there's an injury at receiver, that's one position where Omar Khan might have to go out and make a move. So I think – you know, there's some depth there in numbers. You know, they've had Cody White on the practice squad and the roster the last couple of seasons. They could get by with him if there's an injury. You know, there's Gunnar Olszewski who played last year. But beyond the top three, beyond Robinson and George Pickens and Tiontae Johnson, there's not a whole lot of, you know, productive NFL experience in that group. So, you know, we know Omar Khan said he likes to keep that cap number flexible, you know, throughout training camp and early in the season. And if there is an injury to a receiver, I do think they're, you know, that's one position they might have to go out and address if that happens.
I think they will. We'll see what happens as time passes on. But the pads go on Tuesday. So the question as far as who might be a Justin Hunter versus a real star on the team, that question will start to get answered soon. I want to talk with Ray about what we're most looking forward to seeing when the pads go on Tuesday at Steelers training camp. They are off Monday, so that's why we're recording this podcast and knowing that we won't see any other practice points here. But Tuesday, we'll talk about what we're looking forward to most there in a second here. But first, before we do any of that, I want to talk to you guys because this show is sponsored by Game Time, an app where you can buy all the tickets to your favorite events, no matter what it is. Go to GameTime.co and you can buy tickets to your favorite events and without it being any stressful, because Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You get killer deals and last-minute tickets, and they have a best price guarantee that can't be beat. When you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun that you're about to have. You can download the Game Time app to your phone or mobile device, and you can book tickets even up to the last minute for an event that you didn't plan far out, you didn't know was coming, or you just didn't think you'd be able to make it, and now all of a sudden you got time in that schedule to go see your favorite band play. You can get exclusive flash deals on tickets for anything: concerts, football games, basketball games, baseball games, comedy events, theater events, and more. The Game Time guarantee also means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less at the same event, like with a different app, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app by creating an account and use code PITTPIT for $20 off your first purchase, or go to their website, GameTime.co. Terms and conditions apply. Create an account and redeem code PITTPIT for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We're back here in the North Shore Drive podcast. Chris Carter, Ray Fittipaldo, breaking down Steelers training camp. Ray, let's talk about the pads going on. Now, Quan Alexander seems excited about it. Everybody kind of seems excited about it. I was on the sideline. I said hi to Craig Wolfley, who's walking along the sidelines, and he was just, you know, being Wolf, just taking in training camp, enjoying it. But he was like, man, Chris, these guys are ready to hit. And he was just – but that was kind of the emphasis of this team, right, Ray? Like, this, like, you know, Keanu Benton said that Mike Tomlin said he wanted a goon squad. There's been a lot of talks about, you know, drafting Broderick Jones, signing Isaac Seumalo, drafting Keanu Benton, signing all the linebackers that they did. This team was supposed to be a lot more physical this year, and they haven't had the chance to really be physical because they haven't had pads on. This will be the first time that we'll see this since the end of last season, and I think there's some exciting points here. What are some of the things that you're most looking forward to seeing Tuesday when we see these guys put the pads on?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked in the previous segment about them focusing on throwing deep and during the acclimation practices. What do you think they're going to do now with the pads on? They're going to focus on the running game.
Right.
This team is going to be built. This offense, I should say, is going to be built around the running game. And you better believe that Mike Tomlin and Matt Canada are going to be spending a lot of time on run periods for that offense. And that's, you know, the defense is going to get some great looks too. So I don't know how much Najee Harris is going to be out there. They kind of want to save him. They don't want to get him injured again. But, yes, they are going to be working on the run game. That's going to be a big part, a big staple of this training camp. Specifically, when you think about players that I want to see, I'm anxious to see in pads. I want to see Isaac Seumalo. Mm. He was known for being a physical player with the Eagles, and I want to see Broderick Jones. This is a large human being who's fighting Dan Moore for that left tackle job. We saw him get some sporadic reps with the ones the last couple of days, and he's going to get plenty of time, plenty of opportunities, I should say, this week once the pad comes on Tuesday. They got the big night practice Friday night at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. Those are two guys on offense, at least, that I want to see and see how they do with blocking.
Right, because as much as we've seen, you know, Broderick Jones, he's been getting some reps with the first teams. He got some Friday, he got a little bit Saturday, but he got to kind of start on Sunday because Chuks Okorafor was held out. Mike Thomas said it wasn't an injury. It was just because they wanted to see other guys. Dan Moore was moved to right tackle, and Broderick Jones was at left tackle. And Broderick Jones got his first taste of Alex Highsmith and kind of going up against him consistently on the first team. And there were some plays where Alex Highsmith gave it to him, but there were also some plays where you saw Broderick Jones kind of settle in and not let him get beat. But still, again, that's without the pads on. That's without them being able to go full live like they would if this was a real game. And now you get that chance to kind of see Broderick Jones, not just in pass protection, but actually being able to block in as a run blocker. And that was another part that I think that was a really big part of his profile. It wasn't just how he could protect as a left tackle, where he never gave up a sack in college football. That was really important for the Steelers to protect Kenny Pickett, but also for him to be a major key in them being a better run blocking offense and offensive line that can create space for Najee Harris to be a better runner and make that a bigger part of the offense. But this is against the Steelers defense that's built to stop that kind of a team, that's built to make sure that you can't run the football. Ray, is this going to kind of just be one of those, like, you know, one of those things in practice where you go and you see and you're like, man, like, you know, the offense may have won this one, but does that mean the defense is bad? I think this is a position where the defense, they're so good to a point that I think they're going to still win most of the matchups. But this, to me, what I'm looking for is seeing how much better can the offense look than last year against this defense? Because last year, that defense, I mean, you remember when that was where they started doing the throw the ball up in the air and pretend to shoot right. It like it was a target. And that how many times they celebrated that last year in camp, it was almost all the time because they were dominant. I don't think the offense will win more than the defense, but if they can show a little bit more of an even balance, I think that shows that the growth is actually real, both with the offensive line and with the offense as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be big. The offense has to be better than it was early last season. We kind of saw the preview of that. I mean, what they were as a running team in the first half of the season was just – it was awful. You know, they were averaging like 45 yards per game over the first 8 games of the season. So, obviously, if they are better during training camp in the preseason games this year, I think that would paint a little bit better picture of what they might look like during the regular season once it does get here. So, yeah, I mean – it's an important aspect of training camp, certainly. But if you want to flip it over to the defense, Chris, there's a lot of new faces over there. And, you know, I know Mike Tomlin said he's not worried about how those pieces fit in. But one guy, and you mentioned him early in the segment, Keanu Benton, he's been kind of quiet without the pads on. And that's to be expected. I mean, nose tackle, he's not going to really get his hands dirty and show what he can do until the pads come on. Let's see how he looks. Can he unseat Montrevious Adams, Braden Fajoko? I think it's going to happen. I think it has a chance to happen before September gets here, but that's one guy I'm going to keep a close eye on Tuesday and throughout the rest of the week.
Right, because Keanu Benton was brought in to be that physical presence. He was that guy at Wisconsin. I'm eager to see what he does there. I'm also eager to see how another outside linebacker from Wisconsin does. And I'm not talking about TJ Watt. I'm talking about Nick Herbig, because Nick Herbig has looked good in the practices without pads. He's been all over the place. There was at one point where, like, Marcus Golden was like, dang, he was making me look out of shape how much he was making plays out there. And you kind of saw that excitement. Nick Herbig even talked to us and noted that, like, hey, like, yeah, I've kind of added a pass rush move or two from TJ Watt that he's taught me over the past few weeks because I've asked about it. And we've seen that progress there. But again, doesn't necessarily matter if you're able to do that when the pads aren't on. It matters if you can do it when they are on. He's another guy that I'm looking forward to seeing. Okay, can you carry that success up against this offensive line when everything's live and they can? Because another thing people forget, shoulder pads, they're not just beneficial to the guys, you know, trying to stop them. They're beneficial to offensive linemen. Like, when you wear those shoulder pads, it's a bigger target for them to get their hands into your chest and try to control you as a player. And so it makes it tougher for you as a defender to maybe slip past them if you're a little bit more of a dextral player, if you can get around your guy a little bit quicker. And I think that Nick Herbig, that's kind of how he's been getting his wins. But if he's able to get his wins against this offensive line with the pads on too, then it's going to kind of be a signal like, okay, maybe this guy is something when we start getting to see him play against second team offenses in preseason.
Yeah. He is undersized, Chris, but he is quick. And I want to see if he can do that when the pads come on.
Right.
You know, I think we all know at his size, 6'1", 240, he's not going to bull rush people. He's probably not even going to be a guy who's really, really effective getting his hands on people. I mean, he's going to have to do that at some point, but you know, he's going to be a guy who wins with speed rushes, wins with up and under moves, that type of thing. I think he'd be really effective, you know, in the TE games.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see how that works out. But he was one guy, even in OTAs, they kind of had to pull him back a little bit, say, hey, you know, you're getting to the quarterback. You're disrupting us too much. We got to let these quarterbacks make these throws in these 7-on-7 and in light team periods that they're doing. So, yeah, Herbig has been noticeable. He's flashed. Now let's see if it happens once the pads come on.
There's a lot of things to watch when it comes to the pads going on, from the offensive line to the defensive line to the linebackers, who's getting physical, even when it comes to the secondary. You know, Joey Porter Jr., I think he's lined up against everybody that the Steelers have at wide receiver so far, and he's had a chance to go up against it. But now, again, when the pads go on, things are a little bit different for how much you can press, what you can grab, things like that. All of those things are going to be things to watch for the Steelers. We'll keep you updated here from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, both with the North Shore Drive podcast and all the content we're releasing from training camp. If you haven't been following along, you're missing out. Because every day, Ray, Jerry, Brian, our team, they're giving their thoughts, their breakdowns right here on our YouTube channel. And then also we're having live interviews with the players uploaded to this account. And you can get all of this on YouTube or on our podcasting apps for the North Shore Drive podcast and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette all week long throughout training camp. So get all your training camp content from here with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's Ray Fittipaldo. I'm Chris Carter. Thanks so much for tuning into the Monday edition of the North Shore Drive podcast. We're back Wednesday, where we'll be giving you an update. What happened with the first day of pads going on, and what are some of our evaluations from that? There'll be a lot of exciting things to talk about as the Steelers get closer and closer to their first preseason game. We'll get you excited for that as the week goes on. Stay tuned with all our Post-Gazette content. Back more Wednesday with this show, but don't forget, we'll be back Tuesday as well, giving you updates from training camp as well as all our other shows right here from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We'll see you then soon.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the North Shore Drive podcast of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. If you're watching this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For 6 months of digital access to post-gazette.com for just $6, click the link down below in the description.